1 John chapter 5. Whoso believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 John 5 verses 1 and 2. To love God and his people is his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John 5, verses 3 through 5. We can hardly believe that we are overcoming when we just believe God, but when we believe on his Son, that is the first step in overcoming the world. Faith is to the front in this last chapter of 1 John. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. 1 John 5, verse 6. Jesus shed his blood for the whole human race. His side was pierced, and out flowed blood and water. John 19, verse 34. Which speaks of our redemption. Blood speaks of the basis of sanctification, and water speaks of the cleansing of our walk every day. Christ's work on the cross gives us a basis for a full salvation, overcoming in this world and a cleansed walk. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John 5, verse 7. 10 days after Christ went to heaven, the Holy Spirit came down upon the people. That fact tells us that God was perfectly satisfied with the work of his Son. The Holy Spirit came to bring that salvation to mankind. He is the executor of the Father's will and purpose in the world. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. 1 John 5, verse 8. Just think how good that is. The third person of the Trinity comes down to dwell in little vessels of clay on this earth. We are possessed by the Holy Ghost. Let's believe it, live it, and show it out. Let's live so above the world and the powers of darkness that people will know there is a difference in us. The Holy Spirit came here and has been dwelling here ever since to make us like Jesus, to live in us, work in us, dwell in us, and speak through us. This is the greatest age that humans have ever been in. If we yield to God, we are going to have such a magnificent place. Get the victory over everything. Let nothing defeat you. It is pitiful to lose something so wonderful. We want to be joined forever and ever with Jesus Christ, live with him, love him, and seek the good of everyone. God is so satisfied with the work of Christ that he sent the Holy Ghost to dwell in us. He came to dwell in the church, and he is still there. He had never come that way before. He had anointed some of the prophets and kings, but he did not dwell in a company of people. This is the honored age for the Holy Ghost is present. How good it is to guard the Lord, his person, and his work in this world of departure. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. 1 John 5, verses 9 and 10. Notice it is the Son that is to the front. Believing in him is sufficient for anyone, anywhere. God had only one son, but that son died on the cross so that God would have a multitude of children. Abraham is a little picture of this. God changed his name from Abram, father is exalted, to Abraham, father of a multitude. And he also had only one son. The Hebrew people are children of Abraham. God has thousands and thousands of children on the earth. The nation of Israel will have a wonderful place when they believe on Christ. But oh, what a place we'll have if we attain to the special company who will be overcomers. This company will be in and around and about the throne, Jesus' bodyguard. He is blessing people that let him have his way and count everything as loss to win him. When we think of how he came down from the heights of glory and made himself of no reputation, emptying himself of his glory, becoming a weak man dependent on his Father, it is no marvel that God puts him to the front and says to believe on him. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12. Regardless of how good a man lives or how mighty he is on the earth, if he hath not the Son of God, he is dead to God. God doesn't even hear the prayers of those who do not believe on Christ. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Romans 3, 12. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. Notice how many things we know by believing on the Son of God. Everything is dependent on the Son of God. There is no other hope for all the world. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14. He loves us, and he hears us, and he answers us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. 1 John 5, verse 14. We know that he hears us. I asked the Lord to give me a fuller understanding of this chapter, and he did. He just opened it up to me like it was all lit up. Let's believe him a little more. Have faith. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. 1 John 5, verses 16 and 17. This verse is related to verse 15. See, the man is not dead yet, but he is going in the way of death. A man could be almost dead, but if we pray for him, the Lord could give him life. Just think, we can give life to people who are on the way to death. Sometimes God takes those home who fail to yield to him, or he takes those who have finished their walk and are old in age. But this verse is speaking of a death caused by sin and continuing in it, not yielding to God. John is talking about the sons of God in this verse, not the world. In 2 Corinthians 11, we read that many sin because they do not hold the headship of Christ. If we walk in the Spirit, we will not die before our time, and we will be useful all the days of our life. You are above the earth, you are in the heavenlies. I know it is a reality. We can live in the heavenlies and be a heavenly product. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. 1 John 5:18. The new life itself does not sin. The old flesh life sins. The new life in us keeps himself, and the wicked one never comes to touch him. Christ lived in the world, and the devil could not touch him. Christ used the words, "Thus saith the Lord," in everything. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. 1 John 5:19. The whole world is helpless and lies in the lap of the wicked one. They try to do something, but they are dead to God in trespasses and sins. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5, verse 20. He has given us an understanding. Every one of us should learn this verse and say it every day. Then we will walk, live, love, and talk differently. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. 1 John 5:21.